This is Evan Baldwin here with your Adams County Speedway midweek race recap. Last Saturday night's racing action was presented by Houghton State Bank, and it had a little bit of everything. Excitement on and off the racetrack all night long made for a drama-filled night. We first want to thank all the drivers, crews, and fans that were in attendance. Your support does not go unnoticed. And we take pride in knowing that dirt track racing has some of the greatest fans in the world. The racing action concluded at the end of the night with six victors in our regular classes for the NASCAR Local Racing Series presented by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Your pole and construction crown Vicks was topped by Brody Erickson of Cumberland, who has now won two features in a row. The Floating Vine Compacts was an exciting finish with Tyler Housley of Council Bluffs winning on the last lap on the last corner in an exciting pass. The Hewitt & Sons Auto Salvage Hobby Stocks winner was a first-time feature winner in Heath Anderson of Trainer, Iowa. Congratulations to him. The RJ's Plumbing and Heating Sport Mods feature had fireworks all throughout the night with former national champion Bryce Allen of Stanton picking up his first win of the season. The Northwood Noah Stock Cars was a controversial finish, and the winner was declared earlier this week after a rules verification with Mark Carg of Clarenda picking up his first win in 21 years. Finally, your Poet Mile Refining Modifieds was won by Allison Davidson of Reading, Iowa. She picked up her first win since 2008, which is an amazing feat. Congratulations to her. Congratulations to all the winners and their crews on an outstanding night. The night had all the excitement, but during intermission with the Rolling Hog Barbecue, they presented the kids bike races. We had a great turnout. And also, we gave away 15 bikes before intermission. The kids had a lot of fun, and it made for some great entertainment for the crowd. Our next night of racing is this Friday, race fans, when the most powerful late models on the planet, the World of Outlaws late models presented by Dirt Vision, make their inaugural appearance for the OSR Southwest Iowa Shootout presented by Nutrien Ag Solutions. Sport Mods and Stock Cars will also be on the card as support classes. This is an event you won't want to miss. Gates open at 2 p.m. Friday. Racing action starting at 6:30 with hot laps and racing to follow at 7 o'clock. Come on out to experience a once-in-a-lifetime event. Tickets are on sale now on our website at acspeedway.com as well as the My Race Pass app on your mobile device. Make sure you follow us on Facebook at Adams County Speedway for all the latest news and updates, such as our new Crawlett Farms Driver of the Year Cup. We have been updating standings for this as often as we can. You can also look information up, such as point standings, feature winners, and other events on our website at acspeedway.com. I also wanted to mention that if you have the premium subscription to the My Race Pass app on your mobile device, you can now use the MRP Live Audio to listen to the races throughout the night on a Bluetooth device. Just click the Adams County Speedway in the My Race Pass app on Saturday night and select the Live Audio icon to listen to the races live, whether you're in the grandstands or at home. Be sure to join us this Friday night at the races. Unfortunately, we will not be able to do Pitside Live due to KCSI covering their local football game in Red Oak. Just come on out and enjoy all the sights, sounds, and smells at the racetrack. And if you can't make it, be sure to get on Dirt Vision this week to follow the races. You can watch the races live online. We would love to have you. Let's go racing.